Hello, this is How to Save Humanity in 17 Goals, a podcast brought to you by Nature Careers in partnership with Nature Water. I'm Fabio Pulizzi, Chief Editor at Nature Water. Welcome again to the series where we meet the scientists working towards the global development targets brokered by the United Nations. In 2015, world leaders pledged to solve a range of economic, environmental, and social issues. A package of 17 Sustainable Development Goals were agreed upon. Since then, in a huge effort, thousands of researchers all over the world have been tackling the biggest problems that the planet faces today. In episode 8, we look at Sustainable Development Goal number 8, to promote economic growth and decent work for all, and meet an enterprise expert from Kenya who thinks that nurturing micro and small businesses is one solution.
I'm Moses Ngoze. I'm a senior lecturer at Masinde Muliro University, found in Kakamega, western part of Kenya. There I teach entrepreneurship and management science courses. Apart from that, I research in entrepreneurship and management science. And mostly my research looks at entrepreneurship, basically in sub-Saharan Africa, how it can improve the economies of the people within the countries. Yeah, sustainable goal number 8 is to promote sustained and inclusive economic growth, full and productive employment, and decent work for all. We find out that micro small enterprises create employment, they produce products, they are centers of innovation, and thereby, through this, they lead to the growth of the economy by giving the income and generating employment. And these businesses are the best way to achieve sustainable business growth in Africa through employment. We have big population, so they'd be able to create employment, and also they create what we call industrialization. And these enterprises are the best way of achieving sustainable goal number 8. So what are these micro, small, and medium enterprises? Now, these are enterprises that basically employ between 1 up to 100 employees. And most of these enterprises are in the developing world. Basically, worldwide, these particular firms account for the 90% of the firms within the world. So it means that 10% are large enterprises or multinationals. And within Kenya, the micro, small, and medium enterprises, they account for around 75% of the total employment and more than 80% of the gross domestic product of our country. I was born in Kenya, a place called Kisumu. Kisumu is from the capital city of Kenya. Is a 1 hour flight, and it's found on the western part of Kenya. When I was studying in my primary and high school, my passionate has been always trying to impact knowledge on other people, and this really motivated me to pursue an undergraduate degree that is in economics and mathematics. And then later, I taught in various high institutions of learning. And then by that teaching the institution of higher learning, I discovered my other passion, that was doing research and consultancy and also publication, basically in my area of concentration, which is economics and then entrepreneurship. And I still do a lot of research in micro, small, and medium enterprises and other sectors in the sub-Saharan Africa. So So what is jua kali? Jua kali basically is a Kiswahili word that literally translated to English to mean hot sun. So many people could see those particular people working under hot sun. So that's why loosely they gave in the name jua kali. And in Kenya context, it has come to be referred to as these industries, micro, small, and medium enterprises. The jua kali sector has got those we call the artisans. Most micro, small enterprise are involved in the primary production, like farmers who are producing commodities from home. Like say, for example, eggs. We have a farmer who is keeping chicken. Then the medium enterprise are those particular ones that who are manufacturing products. Bakeries, we have bakeries, confectionaries. We also have those who sell clothes. We also have those who have got hotels. Most of the countries in Africa, population of women is quite large. And therefore, these women can be able to get jobs in these particular enterprises. And therefore, we discover that in the rural setup, where most of the big companies cannot be able to be started there, this becomes their source of employment. So that is how we conceptualize the macro, small, and medium enterprises in Kenya and by extension in Africa. Why is Africa not having large enterprises? We are depending on the foreign companies called multinationals coming to Africa. It's because we have got this missing middle that can be able to grow into large enterprise. It was discovered that we have very few medium enterprises and they account for only 14%. But we know that these particular firms need to grow from micro to small to medium and then to large enterprises. The missing middle are emanating because, one, the business ecosystem of Africa, or what we are calling the business environment. And we don't have large market. And also, they don't have those equipment. Like if it's manufacturing farms, where do they get very big producing plants? Like the machines. The machines we don't have. So they are still working like what in Asia we call cottage industries. The cottage industries, they are still working from home. And also the regulatory environment. Regulatory, I mean the government. Yeah, the government, when they come in, they want to charge a lot of taxes. And basically, again, capital. And I'll be able to talk a little bit about the microcredit. That's where now the intervention of the microcredit comes in. Now, how can we be able to support them? One of the ways of supporting these particular firms is through financial accessibility. Nowadays, we have seen the government is coming in with very, very many schemes. Like in Kenya, we have got the micro, small, and enterprise fund. We also have the youth enterprise fund. We also have the women enterprise fund. So, what are we saying? We are saying that we need access to finance. However, the governments are really trying. And we also have donors like the World Bank and the International Finance Corporation. We also have the British Council. It's also assisting so much. We also have the IMF, International Finance Corporation. And we also have the commercial banks. Although the commercial banks, the interest rate is quite unbearable. And at the moment, you understand that worldwide, we are having a problem of the interest rate. And it's not, Kenya is not exempted. The interest rate even goes as much as 35%. And yet you want to start per annum. So that's quite high. And we also have the venture capitalist. Although it's still a new phenomenon in Kenya, we're happy to have a few venture capitalists who are giving out money. for these particular farms to thrive under Sustainable Development Goals number 8. The first thing is that these small enterprises, micro, small, and enterprises should be looked at as an economic hub, that is, economic generating entities. That is, the government should be able to support them, and also the donors should be able to support them. Because if in the whole world we are talking of them being 90%, and they are providing 70% of the total employment, then it means that this particular sector ought to be supported to generate employment, to generate income, to be centers of innovation, and hence bring in what we call economic growth in Kenya. Well, how can the government come in? First of all, the government should be able to provide a conducive environment for the growth of these particular farms. So how do they do that conducive environment? First of all, improve the infrastructure, like building of the roads, improving the connectivity like internet, coming up with electricity. The electricity, they should also be able to reduce the taxes for these particular farms, and also try to support the initiative that is being brought in by institutions such as universities. And how do they do it with the universities? They should continue funding the universities' initiatives of trying to come up with the centers of enterprise development. Nowadays, we have got the young generation who are now coming up in solutions in information communication technology, the IT. Now, the Silicon Savannah is now where we are saying is the Silicon Valley in America. We have the venture capitalists or people who can be able to provide finances. And those who have got ideas, they meet there. And then maybe I've got money, you have an idea, we can be able to write a contract. And that particular contract binds us that we're going to start a farm. I'm going to give you money. And the idea, we are going to promote it like that. So in the country, in Nairobi is becoming so big because we are also aping this particular idea. The young people who are coming up with the mobile application, the internet applications. We are a powerhouse in East Africa. In fact, when you get our Kenyan shilling, it's like a sterling pound, or it's like a dollar, oh yes, in the whole of Eastern Africa. And in terms of the country that is growing very fast, we are ranked, I think, fourth in Africa, after South Africa, Nigeria, Egypt. So what we are seeing is that however much you cannot be able to achieve this 8th Sustainable Development Goal, but then when it comes to growth, we can say that Kenya is ranked highly. Of course, we look at our economy this particular year to grow by 6%. At the moment, we are still on 4.5, but we are looking at this particular year to be very prospective, 6%. And then also, what can the whole world learn from Kenya? That's a big question. Although there are so many interventions that have been put in place, but still, 2030 is just 6 years away. Is it 6 years away? So we don't think within six years apart, we can be able to fully, achieve Sustainable Development Goals number 8. And we don't know whether any catastrophe is going to come in, like the corona, COVID-19 came in, and we do not know. It's the one that brought back the economy of the whole world. So I would say no. And my no means that we don't know about that particular future, and also given the way the world economy is moving.
Thanks for listening to this series, How to Save Humanity in 17 Goals. Join us again next time when we look at Sustainable Development Goal number 9 on infrastructure, industrialization, and innovation. See you then.